Welcome to Breaking the Silence, a podcast that gives voice to the unheard and power to the silenced. In each episode, we explore the real-life stories and struggles of people affected by injustice. And today, we begin with one of the most pressing and painful issues facing young girls today, sexual harassment. I am your host, Khan Roda, and I'm honored to have you join us. Sexual harassment is more than just inappropriate words or gestures. It is a violation that leaves emotional scars, creates fear, and silences far too many young girls. Let's start with the basics. What is sexual harassment? Sexual harassment refers to any unwanted or inappropriate behavior of a sexual nature, including comments, gestures, touching, staring, or even digital messages that make someone feel uncomfortable, threatened, or unsafe. For young girls, this might look like being catcalled on the way to school, being untouched inappropriately in crowded spaces, or receiving explicit messages on social media. It is not okay, and it is not their fault. Sexual harassment is sadly a common issue. But when young girls are involved, the consequences can be especially devastating. Today, we are breaking that silence. Whether it is inappropriate touching, catcalling, online harassment, or even abuse in homes and schools, young girls are too often victims. And even worse, their voices are often dismissed. And that silence can lead to trauma, shame, and long-term emotional scars. But let's take a step back. What exactly qualifies as sexual harassment in the context of young girls? Today, we listen to a brave young girl who found the strength to speak up. We'll be back after the musical break. Thank you for being here with us. Let me start by asking, can you share with us what was going through your mind and how you felt during that incredibly difficult time? How did it affect you, and what was the hardest part for you?
Thank you for the opportunity to share my experience. And I must tell you, it was really traumatizing, sorry. During that time, I felt like my world was crashing down around me. I was consumed by fear, anxiety, and self-doubt. I wondered if I was somehow to blame, if there was something about me that made it happen to me. And the hardest part about it was I was feeling trapped, alone, like I had no one to turn to. It affected every aspect of my life, from school to relationships with family and friends. But as I began to open up and seek help, I realized that I wasn't alone, and that gave me strength to keep going.
Thank you very much for sharing something so personal with us. Your courage is indeed powerful. I have another question for you. What message would you like to share with other young girls who might be going through similar experiences?
I have just one statement. You are not alone, and it's not your fault. Don't be afraid to speak up and seek help. There are people who care and want to support you. Your voice matters, and you deserve to be treated with respect and kindness. Don't let anyone make you feel otherwise.
That was an amazing contribution from our guest. To anyone listening right now who might be going through or experiencing something similar, please know you are not alone. Speak to someone you trust. There is help and there is hope. We thank our brave guest for her honesty and her strength. If you found this episode moving, please share it. you never know who may need to hear it. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and never be afraid to break the silence. This episode of Breaking the Silence was produced by the group 10 members. Contributions came from Chetema Sonita, Mengri Vanessa, Neba Stephanie, Che Clarice, Muna Courage, Tebo Ryan, and this was generally supervised by Dr. Manzi and Mr. Gong Song Jean-Marie. For presentation, I am Kanruda, and thanks for listening.